很高兴要到安息日。
I'm very happy today is Sabbath day again.
安息日是主耶稣所祝福的日子。
Sabbath day is blessed by our Lord Jesus.
今天弟兄姐妹到教会来聚会。
Today, brothers and sisters were able to come here and worship God.
但愿主耶稣能够祝福我们。
May God bless all of us here.
下午我想跟大家谈的道理是建立。信仰的栏杆。
This afternoon, I'm going to talk about building the faith of Paraclet.
会想到这个题目。
To think of this topic.
因为我们有一节圣经节是这样写的。
Because in one of the Bible verses it goes.
我们看一下旧约圣经生命记。
Let us all turn to Deuteronomy.
22:8.
Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 8.In Old Testament, page 140. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 8. When you build a new house, make a parapet around your roof so that you may not build the guilt of bloodshed on your house if someone falls from the roof.
在旧约时代呀，神交代以色列百姓。
In Old Testament, Lord.Told the Israelites
在建造房屋的时候
that when they build a house,
要在房子的四周建设这个栏杆
they must build a parapet around their house.
为什么要建设栏杆
why should they build?
说免得有人从房子上掉下来
this is because if someone were to fall from the roof,
所以这个安栏杆
building the parapet,
它就是要防止发生意外
is to prevent an accident.
而且能够使大家平安。
Also to, for security.
我们在很多房子可以看到这种情形。
In many houses we can see.
有时候在我们一楼我们的草坪有栏杆围起来。
That we can see that in, on every floor there will be a balcony with fence.
那代表有一个内外。
There is a differences between inner space and outer space.
进入这个栏杆以后是我家的范围
coming in through the parapet is within your house
有时候我们的房子二层楼
sometimes we have a second story
上面就有栏杆
there will be a parapet
就是安全的作用
that is for security
所以栏杆大概有两个很大的作用
hence parapet has two important functions
一个就是安全的作用
first is for security
一个是隔离的作用
next is for Separations.
就是有一个分别。
There's a differences.
内外有一个分别。
To separate inner space and outer space.
这是我们一般使用栏杆的一个作用。
That is the function of the parapet.
那我们在我们的信仰上。
In our faith.
也要有这种无形的栏杆。
We must have such an invisible parapet.
我下午想从三个地方来讲栏杆。
This afternoon I'm going to talk about three points about the parapet.
因为在圣经的故事里面
In the story of the Bible.
有些人他就不遵守神的教训。
Some people will not follow God's teachings.
结果真的这个栏杆没有弄好，他就摔死了。
And as a result, the parapet was not built properly, and the person fall.
在以前以色列国有一个国王。
In the past, in Israel.There was a king.
他可能就是这个栏杆没有弄好。
It's because he did not build the parapet properly.
所以他从楼上摔下来。
And he fell from the roof.
没有多久就死掉。
And he died after that.
在保罗传道的时代。
During the time when Paul was preaching the gospel.
有一次保罗在一个地方讲道。
There was a time when he was preaching.
因为保罗在隔天要离开。
The next day he was to leave.
所以那一天他们聚会到很晚。
And The day before, they have service until really late.
结果有一个信徒他聚会到太晚，他打瞌睡睡着了。
And there was a disciple because of a long service, he fell asleep.
所以从楼上掉下来。
And he fell from the roof.
摔死了。
And died.
栏杆没有弄好。
Because his parapet was
not built properly. 或许他睡得太成熟了。
Or maybe he slept too deep.
这些都是摔死的例子。
All this are example of.The fall.
所以栏杆很重要。
Hence, the parapet is very important.
我们看得到的这个物质的栏杆很重要。
What we see as the parapet is very important.
但是在我们的信仰上也有属灵的栏杆。
But in our faith there is a spiritual parapet, those that we can't see.
这种栏杆是看不到的。
There's such a parapet we can't see.
可是它确实应该存在。
But it should exist.
而且它也有这两种作用。
It also has two functions.
啊，对我们有保护安全的作用。
First is security.
啊，也有。啊，分别内外的作用。
Also for separation.
啊，所以在启示录里面呢、啊、
，Hence in Revelation，
他介绍这个圣城哈、啊，新耶路撒冷。
When introduce the New Jerusalem, the Holy City，、
哦、这个圣城，他描写说很高大。
It describes the Holy City as very big.
它的围墙很高。
It has very big fence.
它那里是用围墙来表示。
That fence was.It symbolized
围墙很高大
the higher the fence,
所以进入这个门以后
after when person entered through the door,
里面跟外面就完全隔开
there was a separation、
啊、那我们今天进入教会
in today when we come into the
church, 教会是神属灵的国度
today in church is God's house
它是一个属灵的圣城
it's a spiritual holy city
从表面看我们跟外面很容易、啊、很容易接近
We see that there's a separation. There's no separation when we come to church.
但是我们确实了解，它是在跟外面世界有分别。
But in actual fact, there was an actual difference between the world and the church.
所以我们说，我们是过分别为圣的生活。
Hence, we live a life of separation from the world and living a life of holiness.
我们所追求的目标
，What we pursue for our goal，
跟我们的同胞。所看的不一样。
It's different from our friends.
我们所追求是天上的福气。
What we pursue is the blessing from heaven.
他们是追求世上的福气。
But they pursue the blessing from the world.
我们的盼望在天上。
Our hope is in heaven.
他们在世界。
Theirs is only world.
所以价值的观念不一样。
And the value is different.
这些就是一种属灵的栏杆。
And all this is a spiritual parapet.
让我们在思想。在我们的生活上，无形中跟他们有一个分别。
In our life and our thinking, that create a differences.
啊，因此这个属灵栏杆很重要。
Hence, the spiritual parapet is very important.
啊，基督徒是主耶稣从世界把我们拣选出来。
As a Christian, God has chosen us from the world.
既然我们今天成为神的儿女
，Since today we are the children of God,
我们就过着神儿女的生活。
We have to live.The life of the children of God.
可是今天对我们来讲很困难的一件事情。
Today, there's difficulty for us.
我们一直在这个世界生活。
We live in the world continue.
在这里工作。
And we work in the world.
好，我们的很多思想做法跟一般世人很难完全离开。
Whatever things that we do or think is difficult to be separated from the world.
一方面要过着世界上的生活。
On one hand, we have to live the life on the world.
一方面要过着属天的生活。
On the other hand, we have lived a spiritual life.
所以很困难。
That is difficult.、
啊、为了要追求这种属天的基督徒的生活。
In order to pursue a life of spiritual life,
要保证它很安全。
And for, to make sure that it's safe.
所以我们一定要在几个地方建立这个属灵的栏杆。
And we have to make a few points to build such.A spiritual parapet.
那我要讲三个地方。
And in this point, I'm going to talk about three important points.
一个是教会。
First is the church.
一个是家庭。
Secondly, is the family.
一个是我们自己个人。
And thirdly, is ourselves.
最少在这三个地方一定要建立信仰的栏杆。
In this three areas, we have built this spiritual parapet.
啊，首先我要谈到教会。
First, I'm going to talk about the church.
啊，教会是属神的儿女的一个。集合的地点。
Church is a place for gathering of all the children of God.
有一个信徒啊，他曾经跟我说过。
There's a member who told me.
他的小孩子以前很多。
He has a lot of children.
啊，以前很小。
And very young.
现在他们都长大了。
They are all grown up now.
当他小孩子很小的时候。
When they were young.
这个父亲告诉我。
This father told me.
啊，他的小孩子到其他地方去玩，他都不放心。
when the father said when the children were young, when they were to leave to play at other places,
可是到教会呀，他很放心。
However, if the children were to come to church, he would not be worried.
我问他为什么？
I asked him why.
他说教会当然很放心啊。
Because he says that I will be safe when I will not be worried because in the church is safe.
到这里，我们的小孩子不会学坏。
In the church, the children will not turn bad.
最起码我们有教会的这些教员啊，告诉他们这些圣经的道理。
At least in church, there's religious education teacher to teach them teaching from God.
教会不断的教导我们学好学神的道理。
And in church, it provides continuous teaching of truth and goodness.
所以这个父亲很放心。
Hence, the father will not be worried for the children.
教会这里有很好的风气。
In church, there will be good atmosphere.
因为他一个基本的一个目标就是到这里拜神。
Because the basic aim to come to church is to worship God.
有时候我们人有一些我们的活动。
A lot of times, some we will have our own activity.
但是原则上还是在敬畏神的观念之下。
But basically, we come here with one perspective, which is worship God.
我们过着轻松的生活。
And come here to relax.
所以这里不会让我们学坏。
And here we will not be.Will not turn back.
所以那个父亲他很放心。
So the father will not be worried when the children.
我看过我们的圣经里面呐。
I see that certain part in the Bible.
他谈到很多有关教会的一些好的风气。
He talk about certain good atmosphere in the church.
我们在这里通常讲到崇拜敬拜神。
Here we often talk about worshiping God.
在这里就有唱诗祷告。
That is.Prayer and singing hymnal.
听道理。
Listened to sermon.
以及拜神的种种工作。
And many way of worshiping God.
但是如果拜神的人把这些通通丢掉。
However, if a person were to just abolish all this.
就是不重视这种读经祷告拜神的生活。
That is not to pray, sing hymns, and worship God.
无形中在这个教会这个属灵团体这个栏杆就没有了。
Unconsciously, the spiritual parapet will be disappear.
在以色列国如果他们放弃这种工作
for the Israelite, if they were to abolish all this,
他们国家就走向衰弱灭亡。
Their country will continue, will be weakened.
在新约的时代
In the New Testament,
使徒他们不断建立教会。
The disciple continued to build their church.
到了使徒慢慢离开世界以后啊。
Until when the disciple leave the world.
如果这些教会也不遵守这些圣经的教训。
If the church will not follow the teaching from the Bible.
那这些教会就慢慢的堕落。
Then the church will be weakened.
就不能分别为圣。
And will not be living a life.
所以教会它需要有无形的栏杆。
Hence, for church, it has to have an invisible parapet.
这些栏杆很多是属灵的性质。
All this parapet is spiritual in nature.
我刚讲了，譬如说崇拜。
Just now, I talk about worship.
读经。
Studying the Bible.
聚会。
Gathering.
唱诗。
Singing hymnals.
这些都是。
All this are spiritual in nature.
所以我们应该很重视这种工作。
We have to emphasize on all this work.
那我下午要讲一个工作性质。
And this afternoon I'm going to talk about.
我希望在我们教会一定把这个属灵栏杆把它建立起来。
I hope that in our church we can build up this spiritual parapet.
我们常常以为说我们要得到神的恩典。
Often we say we want to receive blessing from God.
就是不断的祷告求神赐下恩典。
That we continue to pray for God to give us blessing.
但这是一种方式。
This is one way.
可是还有另外一种方式。
It's another way.
好，我们看一下旧约圣经。
Listen to Old Testament.
马拉基书。
Malachi.
第三章第八节。
Malachi is before Matthew.
旧约的最后一卷。
Malachi chapter
3.
Verse 8. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8. Page 676. Verse 8. Will a man rob God, yet you rob me? But you ask.How do you rob you? How do we rob you? In tithes and offering.
Verse 9.
You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Verse 10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, and there will be food in my house. Test me in this way, say the Lord Almighty.
11.
And see if I will not throw open the floodgate of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. Verse 11. I will prevent pests from...devouring your crops, and vine in your field will not cast their food. says the Lord Almighty.
在这里谈到一个有关奉献的工作。
Here it talks about offering.
好，当我们谈到奉献，我们的直觉的想法。
Here, often when we talk about offering, the first thought that comes to our mind
就是把钱财物质献给神。
Is to give our money to God.
其实这种工作，你如果去做好，也是建立一种属灵的栏杆。
If we can, do well in this area, we have built up this spiritual parapet.
在过去啊，犹大国哈。
In the past, in Judah's world,
就是以色列百姓啊，没有把这个事情做好。
They did not do well in this area.
所以到后来呀，他们的国家啊会灭亡，也是一个原因。
Hence, in the end, their kingdom weakened.
所以在这里，神借着一个先知警告他们。
And in this area, God through a prophet warned them.
啊，在 verse 8啊后面这里说，当献的十分之一，还有当献的供物上。
In verse 8, it says, in tithe and offering,
那个应该献给神的财物啊，要献给神。
Those that it should be offered to God must be offered.
所以我们今天我要在这里介绍一个属灵的人，就是说你要过奉献的生活。
And today, when I talk about spiritual parapet, we have to live a life of offering.
建立这种奉献的生活。
And to build up this life of offering.
我们有很多不同性质的奉献。
There's many ways we can offer.
你发生事情，主耶稣救你。
In time of crisis, God will bless us.
你感谢神，感恩奉献。
And when we thank God and
感谢神的恩典。
We thank God for His grace.
所以你来奉献。
And then we offer.
那这里还谈了一种十分之一的奉献。
And here it talks about tithe.
它的性质不大一样。
It is different in nature.
但是如果说这种奉献生活能够建立。
If we can build such life of offering.
当这种观念从我们个人到教会
，and that's built from personal life to church.
如果能够建立起来
，we can build it.
那这样我们可以得到很多神的恩典。
Then we'll receive a lot of blessing from God.
如果以十分之一来讲
，if we talk about 10%,
你固定的收入的十分之一
，a 10% of our income.
为什么马拉基这个先知啊？
Why does Malachi, this prophet,
他当时被神感动
he was moved by God,
就责备他的同胞
and he reprimanded his disciple.
他们当时就不重视这个工作
he did not look into this matter.
所以神说他们夺取了神的东西
and God says he has brought something away from God.
所以甚至啊好像说他们钱都装到自己口袋里头
it's just like putting the money in their own pocket.
但是这个圣经也告诉我们了。
But in the Bible it says,
在哈该书那边也这样说。
In Haggai,
好，钱放到自己口袋，我们自己的口袋好像破洞一样。
In the book of Haggai, God says when we put our money in our pocket, it's just like a pocket with hole.
装进去，钱又跑出去了。
What we put in the pocket, it will disappear.
所以人如果只一直照顾自己。
Hence, if we will continue to just take care of ourselves,
看起来你一直让自己得到很多。
Seems like if we continue to give us a lot of things,
其实神不会给你很多恩典。
Then God will not give you a lot of blessing.
如果说哎，你能够过着一种感恩奉献的生活。
But if we can live a life of offering and thanks,
你虽然奉献一部分财物给神。
If we give a part of our wealth to God,
神会保护你的袋子。
Then God will take care of the pocket.
不会有破洞。
It will not have a hole.
你钱就不容易流出去。
Then your money will not disappear.
你不容易发生其他的意外。
You will not have accident.
为什么口袋会有破洞呢
？Why will your pocket have a hole?
如果你不过着那种奉献的生活
，If you live a life of offering,
你相对的得到神的恩典越少。
Then the blessing you get from God.
Come, 所以有时候啊，家里不平安，小孩子不平安，家里发生很多事情，你就花很多钱哦，那就是破洞了。
And in many areas, there's a lot of problem in the family. Then we spend a lot of money. In that area, it's just like a pocket with hole.
所以这一件事情很好。
In this matter,
它应该有两个意思。
We can see that there's two meaning.
就是过奉献生活。
That is to live a life of offering.
而且这个是神 带着祝福的一个条件。
And this is a blessing from God.
如果你我们能够这样做，神会从天上啊赐下福气给我们。
If we do such thing, God will give us more blessing.
啊，好像神打开天上的窗户啊。
It's just like God opening the window in heaven.
那个恩典不断的倒到你身上。
And the blessing pour into yourself. 啊，
所以我们希望说，在我们教会的弟兄姐妹能够建立这种奉献的生活。
Hence, it's our hope that in church we can live such a life of offering.
除了一般的奉献以外
，other than this offering，
可以的话，我们就是固定每个月的10%奉献。
If possible, we can give a tithe of 10% monthly.
这种奉献不是给教会的什么人。
It's not for the money that is offered. It's not just for a particular
group of people. 就是奉献给
people,
给神啊。
But it's offered to God.
所以这里说夺取神的东西的。
In here it says rob something away from God.
当人不肯这样奉献的时候
，If a person is not to offer,
就是夺取了神的东西。
It's just like robbing something away from God.
你抢夺神的东西。
If we rob something away from God,
哇，说严重，很严重。
It is very serious.
我们在台湾呐，有一个开元教会。
In Taiwan, we have a church.
当这个教会要盖会堂的时候
，When at a place when they are building a church hall,
它是从一个教会分设出去的。
It was a branch from another church.
那这一间是台南台南 church
This is a Tainan church.
好，他们信徒很励志啊。
A lot of members are very determined.
要分设一个教会，他们希望说弟兄姐妹大家一起来奉献。
And to build a church hall, it's their hope that a lot of their members can offer together.
即使这个钱需要很多。
And the money required is a lot.
他们很立了很大的志向。
And they were determined.
他们不要到处向人家求募捐呐。
That they do not want to go around asking for donations.
所以整个教会啊，从老人到小孩子，全教会通通奉献。
So in the church, whether it was young and old, they all offered.
今天主耶稣向我们所要求的，不是说你一定拿出多少钱来。
Today, Lord Jesus did not ask you to bring out a certain amount of money.
主耶稣他曾经看一个寡妇在奉献。
Lord Jesus saw an offering by a widow.
那个寡妇很穷。
The widow was very poor.
她只能献两个小钱啊。
You only can give 2 pennies.
她的数量很少。
It was a small amount of money.
但是主耶稣很称赞她。
But God praised the Lord Jesus praised her.
主耶稣是看她奉献的心。
He looked into her heart of offering.
所以主耶稣说她献的比别人更多。
Lord Jesus says she gave more than anyone else.
所以主耶稣是看我们奉献的心。
Because he looked into our heart.
所以我刚讲有一个姐妹
Hence, I said, just now,
她就是要奉献这个金钱
she wants to offer
她听到教会的负责人通知大家
When she heard from a committee telling the rest of the members
我们现在要盖会堂
That today we're going to build a church hall
希望大家都在这方面努力
With hope that everybody can work together
那如果你现在有困难
If you have a problem,
我们可以定一个时间
We can set a time.
可以看半年一年
We can see whether it's half a year or a year.
但是你可以立志说我到时候要奉献多少钱
And you can be determined that on that certain time I have to offer this certain amount of money.
那个姐妹很爱主
And the sister loved God.
她很贫穷
And she's poor.
她平常在市场在路边啊卖衣服。
And normally she was she is a hawker along the street. Selling clothes.
那她平常她这样去卖衣服啊，她是路边摊的，她平常这样一个月，差不多才能够赚100块。
Her normal income for a month is only $100.
所以她想，我如果以这样来算的话，那他决定说，那我用一年的时间好了。
She said that if from her income, she need a year.
她平常一个月赚100块。
Normally she earn $100 per month.
她就决定说，那她要奉献10,000块。
Then she's determined that she can offer $10,000.
但她没有那么多钱啊。
But she doesn't have that much of money.
所以她就慢慢算。
And she counted.
她说，如果耶稣让我这样每次多赚100块。
But she said, if God can allow me to make $100 per month.
那我到一年以后啊，这样应该可以达到这个数目。
Then she said, one year later, she able to attain that amount of money.
所以她就先写认捐。我要奉献10,000块。
And then she put an offering that she want to donate $10,000.
然后她就每天出去做生意。
And every day she continued to make
business. 对不起，她平常啊每天出去的时候啊，如果以这样每天来讲的话。
And daily.
她每天赚100块，刚好够家庭生活。
Her daily income, if she were to make $100, she can support her family.
那他就求主耶稣能够帮助他，让他能够多赚一倍这样。
And she prayed to God that she can make double her income.
结果他开始这样立志，然后隔天出去工作。
And she continued to be determined and she worked.
本来他以为说要一年才能够凑足这一笔钱。
Originally she thought that she need a year to get this sum of money.
但他后来3个月就把这个10,000块凑齐了。
However, later on in 3 months, she able to get this
10,000.
她
拿现金到教会交给负责人。
She brought the cash to the church.
负责人说：“哎，你怎么有这么多钱？”
And the person in charge said, "How come you have so much money?"
因为知道她很穷。
Because they know that she was poor.
她说：“我还是照她去工作。”
She said, "I do continue to work."
可是很奇怪。
However, miraculously,
主耶稣真的会祝福我们。
Lord Jesus blessed us.
他说很奇怪、
She said it's miraculous.
在路边卖衣服啊
Along the street when she was selling,
他们好多人摆在一起在卖衣服
A lot of people will gather together and sell.
他从一开始摆下去以后啊
The moment when she started her store,
一大堆人都跑来他这个地方买衣服
She will have a lot of customers.
旁边的都没有人要买
There will be no customer with a neighbor.
他开始这样做下去他就一直收钱
And the moment she started her day, she will continueTo get money.
那些买衣服的好像说怕买不到有用抢的。
And those customers will actually grab her clothes.
她说她开始坐下，头都不用抬起来。
She said when the moment she sit down, she don't even have to lift her head.
她就低着头一直收钱，一直收钱。
She continued to get money.
每天就这样。
And every day.
不到3个月。
Until 3 months.
她就赚10,000块。
She make $10,000.
平常她赚了100块那个不算呢、啊。
It's not counting those that she earn.
多出10,000块出来。
It was an extra of $10,000.
那10,000块就是他要奉献的数目。
Those are the money that she wanted to offer.
他本来以为一年以后才能够凑足。
She thought that in a year then she can get that sum of money.
就他3个月就凑足这一笔数目。
However, she got the money in a month. 他
很高兴。
She was happy.
他看到传道啊。
She saw the preacher.
他说：“哎，主耶稣不会骗我们呢。”
She said that Lord Jesus will not.Lie to us.
传道说：“当然，主耶稣怎么会骗你呀、啊？”
So of course, Lord Jesus will not lie to you.
他很高兴啊。
She was very happy.
他把钱拿来交了以后。
After when she gave the money.
隔天又出去工作。
The next day she continued to work.
哎呀，跟以前一样。
It was just like the rest of it.
没有人再来抢衣服的。
Nobody will come and grab.
他说：“哎呀，早知道我干脆写10万，写100万算了。”
Then she said, "I should have put more than $10,000."
但是不能太贪心呐、啊。
But the person shouldn't be so greedy.
主耶稣就按照我们的信心。
According to our faith.
但他这个见证很好。
This was a good testimony.
你有。爱主的心，有奉献的心。
If you have a heart of offering,
你虽然困难呐、啊，
so、you have lots of
你有这个心呐、啊。
You have a heart,
主耶稣知道。
Lord Jesus knows.
他会帮助你。
She will help, he will help
那这样我们就做了一个很好的工作。
And then in such a way we did a good job.
所以像这个姐妹她奉献。
Just like a sister who offered.
没有让她的生活困难。
She did not have to go through toil.
而且反而过一个很好的奉献的一个例子。
On the other hand, she has.Set an example of offering.
所以圣经告诉我们呢、啊、
In the Bible,
这种奉献是神所悦纳。
This kind of offering is blessed by God.
神会特别祝福我们。
And she will give extra blessing.
那我们除了一般的奉献以外
other than offering,
我刚讲那个姐妹她是要建立会堂的奉献。
She is, she offered for building a church hall.
那我们应该除了这种特别奉献以外啊，应该建立 平常每个月的十分之一的奉献。
Other than this extraordinary offering for the church hall, we can offer 10% of our tithe every 10% of income every month.
如果说我们每个人每个家庭能够建立这种生活
，If everyone or family can build such an life of offering,
这些钱集中到教会，变成教会的财务。
The money that was gathered becomes the treasure of a church.
教会在财务上，它就会慢慢的有办法来做更多的工作。
Then in many areas, a church can prosper and do many other kind of jobs.
我们今天虽然是靠圣灵来行事。
Today we depend on Holy Spirit to do many work.
但是金钱也是一个很实际的问题。
Money is a practical, way.
我们每年我们联总传道到非洲到全世界去传道。
Many years we have our preachers sent by the IA to many other part of the world to preach.
很简单。飞机交通费 很大一笔金钱。
The transportation itself will cost a large sum of money.
这些都是靠弟兄姐妹奉献出来。
This is through the offering by the brothers and sisters.
所以我们要推展教会的圣工。
And if we were to prosper the holy work,
除了多祷告以外
，other than prayer,
我们要投入这个工作。
We have to devote ourselves to such.
也要过奉献的生活。
And live a life of
offering. 特别是这种十一的奉献，但是他父母亲给他一些零用钱。
Parents will give her income, some money.
他也
pocket money.
也可以从里面拿出十分之一来奉献。
She can give a 10% of her pocket money to church.
所以我们在台湾的教会啊，小孩子从小就培养他到教会要奉献。
And in Taiwan, we will train the children to give.Offering when you're young,
可能是一块，可能十块。
Maybe it's a dollar or a $10.
数量很少。
It's a small sum of money.
但是让他从小就有一种观念。
But in when young, we plant the perspective.
要培养奉献观念，让神喜欢。
And to train up the habit of offering.
那这样奉献以后，我们不会说啊，你的家庭呢，经济生活越困难，不会。
Through offering will not mean that your financial situation at home will deteriorate.
反而说神会祝我们更多。
On the other hand, God will give you more blessing.
所以我们应该求神帮助我们。
So we have to pray to God to help us.
有这种信心。
To give us such a confidence.
我要讲第二个。
Second point.
我们在我们的家庭啊。
At home.
要建立一种属灵的栏杆。
We have to build a spiritual parapet.
那这种栏杆最主要，我觉得应该是家长来带领。
Most importantly, it has to be guided by parents.
父母亲是一家之主啊。
Parents is the head of the family.
对小孩子来讲
For the children,
家长很重要。
The parents are very important.
我们在圣经有一个约伯。
In the Bible, there's a person Jacob.
有一个人，他名字叫约伯。
His name is
约伯。
Job. Sorry.
Yeah.他家庭很富有。
He is very wealthy.
他有十个儿女。
He has 10 children.
他们都很好。
They are very good children.
这些小孩子啊，常常啊，请这些姐妹啊、弟兄姐妹啊、父亲啊来家里，常常这样一起吃饭呢。
The children will often invite friends to come to the family.
他们是一个很大的家族。
It was a big family.
他们过得很好。
They live a good life.
可是这个父亲啊，这个老父亲他很好。
And his father,
他每次他们吃完饭以后啊
，often after a meal,
他就带领全家在那里敬拜神。
The father will lead the whole family to worship God.
我们看一下约伯记。
Let us all turn to Job.
第一章五节，约伯记啊，在
359, page 359，
一章五节，诗篇的前面
，page 359。Chapter 1, verse 5. In the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 5. When a period of feasting had ran its course, Job would send and have them purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom.
这里谈到约伯。
Here it talks about Job.
他每次在他们吃完饭以后啊
，Every time after a meal，
他就叫这些小孩子啊要预备好。
He will ask his children to be prepared.
然后 啊，一大早起来呀、啊、
And early in the morning
按照他们的这些人的数目啊，在那里献祭啦。
And according to the number of people they have, they will make a sacrifice.
他怕这些小孩子啊得罪神啊。
He was afraid that the children will have sinned against God.
所以这个大家长很好。
Hence, this parent set a very good example.
他不只把小孩子养大。
Not only he's raised the children.
他还带领他们的信仰。
Also, he raised their faith.
他这种做法就是在建立一种属灵的栏杆。
Such a way he has built a spiritual parapet within the family.
不要他的小孩子去得罪神嘛。
Not to have his children to offend God.
人如果常常聚会拜神的话，
if a person constantly gathers together and worship God,
在我们心中会有一种栏杆。
In our heart, we'll have this parapet.
那约伯是以家庭做一个单位。
And Job with his family.
来保护他的小孩子。
He has protected his family.
那我们应该在我们的家庭建立这种好的栏杆。
And at home, we have to build such a spiritual parapet.
这个栏杆怎么样表现出来？
How can we convey such a parapet?
可能是我们在家庭里面的一个简单的读经祷告。
At home, we can study the Bible and prayer.
我们除了在教会聚会以外啊，
other than gathering in the church.
啊，希望我们能够建立说，哎，每天在家里啊，找一个大家方便的时间。
It is hoped that we can build up a habit of studying the Bible and prayer.
哎，可能是晚上大家都回来了。
Maybe it's at night when everybody has done their job.
利用五分钟、十分钟时间一起唱诗祷告。
A time of 5 to 10 minutes to pray and sing him.
做一个这种简单的这种家庭的聚会。
Such a way of building a family gathering at home.
没有人讲到没有关系。
It doesn't matter if no one were to say anything.
这就是建立一种栏杆。
That's a way of building this parapet.
在台湾有一个老弟兄啊。
In Taiwan there was old brother.
他年纪很大。
He was, he is old.
他们的儿子孙子很多很多。
He has many children and grandchildren.
那这一对老夫妻很好。
And this old couple.
有一天啊，这个太太啊，她就跟传道啊诉苦啊。
The wife of this old couple, lament to the preacher.
说她的丈夫啊很懒惰。
She said that her husband is very lazy.
她跟传道抱怨说，她丈夫太懒惰，昨天不聚会就要睡觉。
She lamented to the preacher that yesterday when there was no service, he will fall asleep.
他们住在很乡下。
They live in a rural area in a village.
传道想，你们又没有来教会聚会，怎么说不聚会就要睡觉呢？
The preacher say, why didn't you, even if you don't come to the church, you will sleep at home.
后来才知道啊。
Then he knows.
他们是因为离教会很远啊。
Because of the distance of their place from church.
他们儿孙很多。
They have lots of grandchildren and children.
但是平常他们就是老夫妻自己住。
Normally, this couple lives by themselves.
平常晚上要到教会来不方便。
When they come to the church, it will be inconvenient.
所以只有安息日来教会聚会。
Hence, only on Saturday they will come to church.
那平常晚上有六天啊。
Normally, there will be 6 nights.
原来他们每天晚上睡觉之前啊。
Before they sleep.
这两个老夫妻自己一起读经唱诗啊，然后祷告睡觉。
This old couple will sing hymns, study the Bible and pray before they sleep.
他们说这就是聚会啊。
They said such is a gathering.
自己在家里做一个简单的家庭聚会。
They said at home they can make such a family gathering.
每天都这样啊。
Every day they will do that way.
结果有一天这个老弟兄啊。
And one day this old brother.
他就是白天啊去外面除草啊，剪草。
In the morning when he was cutting the grass.
好，结果那一天很疲倦，很累啊。
On that day he was very tired.
好，他就不要祷告了。
He didn't want to pray.
他太太一定要把他抓出来祷告。
And the wife grabbed him, say.
他说我很累呀。
He said I'm very tired.
哦，不管怎么样，他就跑去睡觉。
But still, he went to sleep.
好，所以这个太太啊，就跟传道抱怨了。
And then this wife lamented to the preacher.
说我那个丈夫太偷懒。
Say my husband is really lazy.
那个丈夫说：“哎呀，人家好累呀。”
He says, the husband says, I'm very tired.
他一天没有读经祷告，就在耳朵旁边念整个晚上。
Don't nag to me just because I didn't pray and study the Bible for one night.
害我整个晚上都没睡觉。
Then I can't sleep because of your nagging.
很可爱哈，但是他们这样对他们的小孩子影响很大。
such a way of doing has a lot of influence on their children.
他们这个家族有几十个人。
They have many members in their family.
从小他们父母亲这样带他们长大。
Since young, the way they brought up their children.
所以大部分这些儿孙啊都很热心。
And most of the children are very fervent.
所以我觉得说我们应该在我们自己家庭，如果可以的话，简单的每天你读经祷告一下可以。
Hence, if it is desirable at home, we must cultivate the habit of reading the Bible and pray.
特别我们如果有做父母亲的，我们希望这个责任在你身上很重要。
Especially for parents, we can set the example.
就又有一个祭司啊。
In Old Testament, there was a
叫做以利
prince
哈，对以利。
His name is
Eli. Eli, 对，撒母耳先知出来的时候啊。
The moment when the prophet Samuel.
那时候撒母还是小孩子。
He was young.
他到圣殿学习。
When Samuel went to the church, to the temple.
就是这个以利祭司啊。
The priest at the time was Eli.
来带领他。
He guided Samuel.
可是这个祭司很年纪很大。
This priest was old.
他自己在圣殿工作。
When he was working in the temple.
他在服侍神啊。
He was worshiping God.
但是他没有把他的小孩子教好。
He did not raise his children well.
他的小孩都长大。
All his children had grown up.
心里没有道理。
In their heart, there's no truth.
以利自己不好好的教导他们。
Because Eli himself did not teach the children.
后来有一天，神派一个人去告诉以利。
And one day,God sent a person to tell Eli.
你的小孩子都不学好。
He said that since your child did not learn well.
你都随便他们呐。
And you just let them run wild.
你都不用神的道理来教导他们。
You did not teach them with God's word.
所以你有罪了，有责任了。
You have sinned.
很可惜呀。
And that is.
父亲很热心呐。
So the parents are very. So the father is very fervent.
在圣殿做神的工。
He worked in the temple.
但是他的小孩子啊，不认识神。
However, he has neglected his children, and his children do not know God.
这样名声很难听。
And that creates a bad reputation.
所以我们应该在我们的家庭啊。
Hence, at home.
设立一个好的信仰的栏杆。
We have to build a good, spiritual parapet.
所以如果这个关系建立好。
If we can, do well in this area.
能够常常读经祷告。
Study the Bible and pray.
有这种拜神的这种简单的这种生活。
To have this life of worshiping God.
这个关系建立以后啊。
If we can build such a relation.
就会影响到我们每个个人。
Then it will influence every one of us here.
所以我要谈到第三个个人。
And third point concerning our personal self.
我们不见得每一个人都是全家信主的。
Some of us here do not have.A whole family believing in Christ.
所以没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
我们每个人自己心里，你要建一个属灵的栏杆。
However, in our heart, we have to build spiritual parapet.
这个可能是敬畏神。
Such a way is to worship God.
要有敬畏神的观念。
That to have a perspective of worshiping God.
要有神的道理。
To have the word of God.
我们常常聚会。
Every time when we gather here to
听很多道理。
Listening to a lot of sermons,
这些变成一种无形的栏杆，保护我们的心。
This creates an unconscious parapet to protect our heart.
当我们要做错事情的时候
，Every time when we do something wrong,
这个道理会提醒我们。
This truth will remind us.
不要去犯错。
Not remind us to do things to sin.
这样就安全了。
Then that is safe.
所以道理就是一种属灵的栏杆。
So truth is a spiritual parapet.
但它一定要在我们的心里把它建立起来。
But it has to first build within our heart.
我们看一下创世纪三十九章。
Let us all turn to Genesis chapter 39.
三十九章的第九节。
Genesis chapter 39 verse 9. Genesis chapter 39 verse 9.No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?
对，这里谈到约瑟。
Here you talk about Joseph.
约瑟在埃及啊，一个波提法的家里。
He was in Egypt at Potiphar's house.
主人对他很信任。
the master trust him.
所以耶稣在那里做管家。
And Joseph became the, he took care of the house.
啊，耶稣很优秀。
Joseph is a good man.
所以主人啊，很放心，什么事情都交给他去管理。
And anything the master trust and trusted in him.
因为耶稣那时候还很年轻。
Because Joseph was young at the time.
所以这个主人的太太啊。
The master wife.
看到耶稣很喜欢。
He liked Joseph.
所以他开始引诱耶稣。
And he began to seduce Joseph.
耶稣一直拒绝。
But Joseph refused.
第九节谈到一个原因。
Verse 9, it talks about one reason.
怎么有办法拒绝这个罪恶？
How can, in what way, he refused such a sin?
应该是神的道理在他的心里头。
Because he has the truth of God in his heart.
所以他告诉他的这个老板娘啊。
And he told the wife of the master.
我怎能做这大恶呢？
How can I do such a great sin?
这种事情是罪恶的事情。
This is a sin.
我不能得罪神。
I cannot go against God.
这种事情在拜神的人来看是罪恶。
He said, for those who worship God is considered a wicked thing.
没有道理的人就没有这种感觉。
Those people who do not have truth in their heart will not have such a feeling.
我们常常读圣经听道理。
And today when we study the Bible,
就是要建立这种善恶的观念。
That we build up this perspective of good and evil.
这种有道理的观念。
Such athink the perspective of truth.
当这个建立以后
，When we have built all this truth in our heart,
我们就能够过分别为圣的生活。
Then we can live a life of holiness.
世界的罪恶，世界的潮流很罪恶。
The fashion in this world is evil.
虽然我们看得多，听得多。
Often when we hear and listen,
如果没有神的道理保守我们呢
？If normally if we don't have God's word in our heart to protect us,
我们很容易跟他们一样。
We will be influenced by them.
很自然的啦。
That will be natural.
就像我们就像啊一块一张白纸一样。
It's just like a piece of white paper.
丢到一个很脏的水里头。
It was deep into a very dirty water.
很容易受到污染。
It will be contaminated.
但是如果说今天神的道理
，However, today's God's word
在我们心里头
，is in our heart.
然后又有圣灵帮助我们
，And with the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
我们就能够保守的主啊。
Then we can live a life of holiness.
这样我们的信仰才能够站立得住。
Then we can stand firm in our faith.
啊，所以要求主保守我们。
And we have to pray to God to protect us.
啊，我们看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章的十五节。
John chapter 17.
十五节。
Verse 15.John chapter 17, verse 15. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one.
啊，这里是主耶稣的祷告。
Here is the prayer of Lord Jesus.
主耶稣求天父啊，保守他的信徒。
Lord Jesus prays to the God in heaven to protect his disciples.
但是主耶稣没有说让我们离开这个世界。
But he did not say us.He did not ask us to leave this world.
只求神保守我们脱离这个恶者。
But to protect us from the world.
或脱离那个罪恶啦。
And from the evil.
世界代表着罪恶。
The world symbolizes evil.
我们今天就生活这个世界。
And we live in this world.
所以要求神保守我们。
We have to ask God to protect us.
但是我们自己本身，我们的内心要有道理。
However, in our heart, we have our truth.
这就是属灵的栏杆。
And that is spiritual parapet.
啊。台北那边有一个弟兄
，In Taipei there was a brother.
他因为平常做生意呀、啊、
，When he was businessman.
常常要外出啦、啊。
He had to leave his home.
有一次啊，他
for his business trip.
他生意上啊，要到台湾的南部高雄去。
In one of his business trip, he has to go to another part of.
因为
he has to go to one part of Taiwan.
刚好时间呐、啊、不凑巧。
And the time was not right.
他没有到教会去住。
He could not stay in the church.
因为他是工作上的关啊，生意上的关系。
Because of the nature of his business trip.
所以他去住饭店。
He lived in the hotel.
当他进去饭店都安排好以后。
When he stayed in the hotel, everything was arranged.
就有人来跟他敲门。
There was a person who come and knock on the door.
他说找谁
？He said, "Who are you looking for?"
有一个不认识的女人就冲进来了。
There's a a stranger who is a woman came into the room.
他心里有数啊。
He know in his heart.
这个是不正经的女人呐、啊。
That she might be a prostitute.
他就跟她拒绝。
She refused her.
那个女人不要离开啊。
However, the woman refused to leave.
说没有关系啦。
And she says doesn't matter.
一直跟她拒绝。
But he continued to refuse.
到最后才勉强把她请走了。
And finally, she's able to get her out from the room.
事后，这个弟兄他自己讲啊。
And after this matter, this brother told himself.
他是从小在教会长大，接受所有的这种道理的。
He said that since young he grew in church and received teaching from God.
他说，如果不是有道理，有圣灵帮助啊。
He said if it is not the truth in the heart and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
自己碰到这种场面啊。
If he were to be in such a circumstances by himself.
他说心里的挣扎，哇，太厉害啊。
There was a lot of conflict in his heart.
在没有人的地方。
And there's a place where he
没有人认识你的地方。
A place where nobody know him.
没有教会的信徒在一起的地方。
A place where there's no church members.
人在什么地方很容易犯罪。
In what way can a person sin easily?
没有人认识你，看到你的地方。
Is it in the place where nobody knows you or see you?
比较容易去犯罪。
Then you can sin easily.
约瑟的那个祖母
，Joseph's grandmother，
也是在家里没有人的时候去引诱他。
But just like in a home where there's nobody seduce him.
所以当没有人认识你的时候，我们很容易放松自己。
Just like in a place where there's nobody who knows him, you will often be loose yourself.
所以这个弟兄他就见证了。
And this brother gave a testimony.
事后他也是这样子，哇，流了很多冷汗。
After that, he was relieved.
他说讲得很轻松啊。
He said it seems that it's simple to talk about it.
可是那种心里的征战，哇，很厉害。
But there was a great conflict in his heart.
幸亏主耶稣保守啊。
He was thankful that Lord Jesus had protected him.
这种事情对没有信主的人来讲，哎，可能哎看得太多，没什么啊。
For this matter, for those people who do not believe in God, may not look into it as a big matter.
但是信徒要保守圣洁。
However, members have to be holy.
啊，所以我们一定要在自己心理上建立一些道理的观念。
So in our heart, we have to build the truth.
这就是属灵的胆敢。
And this is the spiritual power.
我以上讲三个地方。
And I talk about these three points.
在我们的教会。
In church.
我们家庭。
In family.
我们自己的心里。
In our hearts.
都要设立属灵的栏杆。
We have to build this parapet.
保守我们，啊，过圣洁的生活。
To live a life of holiness.
这样我们才能够为主发光。
Then we will shine from God.
才能够为主耶稣做见证。
And to give testimony for Lord Jesus.
所以求主耶稣保守我们。
We pray to God that we can.
让我们都能够啊有这个目标。
And we have a common goal.
而且是我们这个栏杆很稳固。
And that this parapet is secure.
让我们自己过得很安全。
So that we can live safely.
以后还有